Im Tanach wird. Also im Tanach hier in dem Jeschkel ist es Valsiv Emo Yamdu, nicht bei dem Mischpatten. Wie schifft du, was Teresa, was Verkäse bekommen mir alle. Das heißt, Valsiv Emo Yamdu im Mischpat. Nicht bei dem Mischpat. Is Riv, means that Beznagon is not only when there is a machleket between Chachomim and Beznagodl, clinches and Beznagodl means Beznagodl's opinion is final, but if there is Riv, a simple interior Riv, it's up to the Beznagodl or to the Kenim of Rivim, Valriv, Emodes, Ami, Nama, Valriv, Lishpeh, Mishpotov, Vishiftu, Vesteresai, Veskutesai, Vchomea da Yishmeru, Veshapsesi, Yat Yikadeshu. Interesting is, Vchomea da Yishmeru, Veshapsesi Yikadeshu. Because the Meyadim, they've got to be careful, because if they would not establish the Meyad by itself, the Meyad will not be established. Yeah. However, in Shabbos, we don't say Yishmeyo. The Shabbos is a Yekadesh. The mitzvah from the Kadesh is a Shabbos. Kiddush Shabbos means a Kiddush Shabbos. A Kiddush of what? A Kiddush of Kviyas. The Shabbos is a Kiddush of Kviyas. Is that Kiyum HaMitzvah also turned over to the Beznagodl, in our case, to Bnei Levi. But sometimes when there is no Beznagodl, so who is Kedaya? There is no Beznagodl, who is Kedaya, the Klal Yisrael. But you don't distinguish between discriminate between Klal Yisrael and Beznagodl. The Klal Beznagodl is also a representative of the Klal Yisrael. Yeah. What clear? By the fact, they used to tell the people, today is Shabbos. Very simple. Mitzvos, are we kiveya now Chometz B'Pesach? Chometz B'Pesach, we are kiveya Chometz B'Pesach too. Chometz B'Pesach certainly. Vada'a Meshne Hashem Yisrael. What is the Kviyas? The Kviyas is, Rumichiresh Chometz was the Rav Get of a few dollars. It's a kosher Kviyas. It's a kosher Kviyas. Simply the fact that the Klal Yisrael accepts it, this can be manifested and demonstrated in a variety of ways. At first, he goes, he changes his head. I don't care whatever he does. But if this, the Klal Yisrael does before Yom Tov, this itself is a performance of designation of Bchiras Hayev, this is it. Yeah, but it's not a sisi. If there is Beznagodl in Yerushalayim before Churban HaBayis, it's like that Beznagodl used to do it in a formal manner. Mekudesh, Mekudesh. After Churban Ram Shite, Beznagodl cannot say Mekudesh, Mekudesh, because there is no Beznagodl. So what do you do? It is what Rambam calls it Riyah. In such a case, always in Mikdash is Riyah, and Bizman Azeh, according to the Rambam, is not Riyah, but Cheshbon. What is Cheshbon? The calendar is Kveya. I can print another calendar. What is Cheshbon means? The fact that the Klal Yisrael accepted this Cheshbon, this exactly the Kviyas Yom Tov. How do you fail? All right, Beznagodl, you understand Kviyas to Beznagodl. But the Beznagodl here is a representative of the Klal Yisrael. How is it possible to take a Kviyas of millions of people and merge it into one entity and say this is the Kviyas Hayeim? Dies ist Allah, ja, die Uya Mekade, ich dem Yontef, bei Observen der Yontef. And there is, I cannot tell you that there is, to point out to you and say, this is the Kriyas. Like you said, Shefa, no. Shefa is not Rabbonan, without Shefa. Without Shefa is also a Kriyas. What is the Kriyas? I can't tell you. But there is one thing I would say, the total acceptance of the Yontef with regard to Meloche, this itself is considered Kriyas by the Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, the Bezna Godel, the Zayin Arach. No. Teisi Shabbos has nothing to do with it. Yeah, you mean, Kriyas Teisi Shabbos? Before Shabbos, yes. It comes under Teisi Shabbos, correct. It comes under Teisi Shabbos. Yeah, on the Teisi Shabbos. Now,
Rebbe, is it the place the Moran Beisa, the Kaddish, Israel, the Hashabbos, the Azmanis, the Machlekes being Rebbe and the Tarfa, the Kaddish Rabbina?
Sir, why you mention the
Kaddish Israel, the Hashabbos, the Azmanis?
Perhaps. Now, just a minute. But what I wanted to show you is Valriv Eimo Yamdo. Valriv Eimo Yamdo. When there is a quarrel, they should Eimo Yamdo, they should resolve it. Valriv Eimo Yamdo. What is new here? That the mitzvah of Bez Nagodol, you would say that Bez Nagodol is pi Vesami Yeru Ben Kiddush Lachem. That Bez Nagodol, that the mitzvah is that Bez Nagodol is not only a Bezn which actually decides matters or resolves problems at a theoretical level. But when two people have a quarrel, are engaged in a conflict, in a quarrel, they cannot go straight to Bez Nagodol. So the Novi says, Valriv Eimo Yamdu, if somebody comes to them and asks them, to summon somebody, because simply to come for a dinner, is the Bez Nagodol supposed to decay and do it? Valziv Eim Oyamdo. We cannot say it. Bez Nagodol is not a court of appeals exclusively. It's a court where the Nigzel can come at any time directly to them and complain. And they are supposed to attend to the matter. Is big. No. Now let's continue. Let's leave it out for a while. Leave out to see.
Megadik.
Here comes Megadik. Here, in this regard, with regard to Riv, comes Megadol. Megadol. Uvai, just a moment. Statewide, they found the Riv, the Megadol. What's the lotion? What's the first one Megadol for you? Read it to me. But anyway, what Meisha accepted is and he was concerned with it. It means that by the real nation, that a Bezna Gogol, that a Bezna Gogol is not only a Bezna before, to whom, I mean, controversial issues are brought, like Zayim Achai, Zayim Apotter. But the very beginning, the very beginning of Din and Mishpat is also entrusted to the Beis Nagod. Vayivi Yisrael Meshe. Correct, Meshe is a Latina Sheyev Yom Ha'im, no doubt about it. No, and the psak was the
color. Huh? Oh, it's
from the color. Oh, it's from the Meisha before did not know about Aloha Metzal from Megadik. He did not know that Megadik is the Nisa. Did he know? He didn't. Kilei Feirash Mayi Osele. He didn't know. I don't understand. Yeah, the
unlike the
location. Yeah, correct. No. What was the Akkadish Baruch Hu told Meishe that Megadif is the Misha. Correct? Megadif is the Misha. And then suddenly the Torah begins to tell us about Makir Nefesh Behema Yishalmeno. I interassign Shem Tach Hashem. What the Torah says here is the following. That Megadif Ritziche is Bemishpot, is Chayiv Ritziche, is punished with death, because Megadif is Chayiv Mitzvah. Una Ritziach is a Megadif. Ve'emes is the Chiyuv Ritziche, Mitzvah, Ritziach. Ritziach, is the Torah says it. You don't have to go too far away. Shefa Dam Odom, no. Shefa Dam Odom. Shefa Tzorem Elikim, Osra Sodom. It means Shlichas Yad, I would say. To kill somebody is Kavi Yochu. The Ritziach is the typical Megadif. And Megadif is Chayiv Mitzvah. But Megadif is Chayiv Mitzvah because Ritziach is Chayiv Mitzvah. And Ritziach is Chayiv Mitzvah because Megadif. There is an equation between Megadif and Ritziach. Why actually is Megadif Chayiv Mitzvah? What? Because he said a few words were Megadif. So what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tavayochel does not feel hurt by that. Why is the Torah did say that Megadif is Chayiv Mitzvah? I can understand many sins that generate Chiyuv Mitzvah if committed. I can understand many. Why Megadif? Why? The Rabbeinu Shlomo, I mean, is not impressed by his giddush or by the words of praise someone addresses to him. The answer is, as Megadif is Chayiv Mitzvah, because Megadif basically Irritiert es. Sie hat am Adam bekommen in die Schöpfe. Sie sagt, zähle mir die Kiem aus der Adam. Sie sehen es, sie wollen, wo... Ah, ich hens, gib ich zähle mir die Kiem aus der Adam. Ich hens, ist all Rotzim am Egal für Hashem. All Rotzim am Egal für Gott für Hashem. Und all Megat für Hashem am Rotzim. Bei Bemes ist in der Chiyomise, auf Megal ist rooted in the concept of Tzel HaMalikim, and particularly that Megadiv is a crime which is punishable with Misa. That's why Megadiv is higher Misa, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshe, because the Megadiv is a Retzeach. And vice versa, a Retzeach is higher Misa because he is the real Megadiv. That's what the Torah right away says. Vayayu Dov Mibes, Vayayu Dov Mibes, Vayayu right away. Yeah, you have just a minute, you have it, you have it where? Read the Pasuk first and the second
Pasuk.
That's it.
It's
wrong for you,
Mishra.
It's wrong for you, Mishra. Because it's well to you, Mishra. So why does the Torah have to explain to us as Shefa Adam Odom Ba Odom Dome Yishofer Yivetzel and Melekim Oso Eso Odom? Why not simply because he killed a wife? So they, why not simply? He's near him because he destroyed a wife. No, if the Odom whom he killed had not been in doubt with Samaritan, so then the whole crime of the tzicha of murder would be restricted to what? To destroying a life. But if this is the case, so Mati Behema was also supposed to be Chayiv Misa. He also killed a life. In killing our lives, there is no difference between Odom and Behema, don't you know? It's the same life we should kill. Same life. The same process of digestion, the same breathing, everything is the same. To rise, make nefesh Behema, yeshameno, and make nefesh Odom Yumos. The fair contrast, make Behema, is make Odom Yumos. Why did it say? Why? What? Bin the mavish we have that the
yeah
but never show
them by
two one but you
have
to hang with show them no
continue you can
what else share ta sheba
ta da in the same what you have to and the reason why is the reason why is actually why not simply? He killed a life. A life. The answer is killing a life. Is if I kill an animal, it's also identical with destroying a life. It's the same life. Biologically, it's the same life. Not different. No, why is Maki Nefesh Shodom Nefesh Behema Yishalmeno and Maki Nefesh Shodom Yumos? It's for a different reason. Because in Odom, not only I kill a life, this wouldn't have explained. I kill something which is B'Tselem Elohim. It's a life which cannot be replaced. It cannot replace anybody. You cannot replace a dog, you cannot replace a horse, no matter how close the animal is to you. But another animal will be just the same. Odom Yumos is B'Tselem Elohim as unique to me. The human being is unique, it's B'Tselem Elohim. If I kill the life, Odom, I cannot replace him anymore. Cannot replace. Cannot replace an individual. You can replace a horse, a dog, any animal. I mean, if you domesticate the animal, the domestication of the animal is tame. Is there a certain relationship between the animal and the master? But the animal is replaceable. If I kill the animal, I can go into a store and buy him. to shop and buy him another animal. It will take a day or two, he'll be domesticated, and he'll recognize his master, and he'll respond to him. I mean, many people don't even possess such wonderful talent. No. Why is Maki Odom Behemo is humorous? Maki Nefesh Odom, Maki Behemo is Shalmena. Because Behemo is only a destruction of a life. In Odom, it's more than that. Whatever it is, it's more than the destruction of a life. To be telling the Moshe Sodom. Then when the Tere, so the first time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, has Megadeth is Benise, so the Tere right away. Why is Megadeth Benise? Because Megadeth is Retzicha. And why is Retzicha in Mise? Retzicha in Mise, the Tere says in Neach. ממשיך את המודם בודם דם עם שופר כי בצלם מקימו הססון ומניה here on the context in equation at A equals B here the Torah says המגדף is humus אבל המגדף is קרצח in Neah the Torah says הרצח is humus why is הרצח humus because הרצח is like מגדף it's an equation it's a reversible equation it's מלא He does it here. And the Torah says something else. Something, Yish, Ki Yitin Mumba Amnise. Interesting is the Torah here. Read now. The Torah has three classes. Hevel Odom, the Torah has that one class. Is Maki Odom, Yishalmeno. Then another class, Maki Odom, is Mishimus. Another second class, Behema Yishalmeno, third class, Mum. Mate Odom Meisimos, because our Odom, Aretzeach, is the real Megadeth. Huh? Because, if you take a look in Russia, just a moment. Let's take a look in Rashi. When Rashi says Kikila Selekim Tolui Bei, what does Rashi say there? Two brothers. One is a king, the other one is a robber. A highway robber. And they finally apprehended him. And they displayed him on the what do you call it?
The gallows.
What do you say?
The gallows.
Yeah, and the gallows. Displayed him. Whoever will pass by will not pay attention to recognize his twin brother. The king is on the gallows. The king was hanged. And that's Chazal. He killed us and the king told him that means people will remark and say, Kavi Yochu, the Melech is displayed on the gallows. It means, what does it mean? What does Rashi want to ask him? It's the same idea that I developed. Okay. That since the Odom is still a Melechim, is many things, even, for instance, the Odom is a Tzel Melechim, is a Retzeach, who commits murder and destroys Atzel HaMelechim as if Kavi Yochel he has destroyed the creator Kavi Yochel. Just one look later on. Please, I don't want now to hear what because Megadeth wants to destroy them ceremonially in general. What is Megadeth? Do you know what Megadeth is? What is Megadeth? What does he have to say? Yati Yesi Yes Yesi. It means let them both perish. And this itself is Ritzicha at a metaphysical level. at the metaphysical level, as if Kaviyochol is under the control of the Megaleh. This itself is Retziche, because there is something in doors to the image of God which is reflected to man. He destroyed that image. If he destroyed this image, we handle him, we treat him as if he had Chas v'Sholem destroyed the original. Sometimes, you know, there was a demonstration. Then did that, Yeshua. So what do you do if you want to protest your dislike for a certain person, dislike? You take his picture, his portrait, and you burn it in effigy. By burning an effigy, what illusion do you have? What is the illusion which you have? That you destroy the person. This is the exact reality. Aretziach Esu Odom, he destroys an effigy. Absolutely. He tries to destroy an effigy, somebody over whom he has no control. He's merely, this is Retziach. Retziach is Megadev. Retziach is Megadev. And vice versa, Megadev is Retziach as well. If I'm Megadev, so I want to destroy, if I'm Megadev, I want to destroy Kavi Yochel Melech Malchi Amlochim. If I am Megadev. And in Retziach, I succeed in destroying only one of the images. He killed an individual. He's both come under Megadev and Retziach. And that's the thing. The emesis, the Rambam says so. This is something else. The Rambam, what is it? The secret pay for the Nefesh Retziach. Why not? If the son is ready to accept so much money, a lot of money, and to forgive the Retziach for the murder of his father, why shouldn't the son accept an amount of money, damages? In the American criminal law, so you accept damage for murder. You can sue for not only when a person is crippled, but if I crippled the person and took away an organ and I deprived him of a certain organ, but I can sue a person and even in a case in which I mean, even case of death. because he kept telling Malikim was a sort of. It's not, he did something which he cannot compensate for. And this is Megadev. Retziach is Megadev. Yevit Nagmore Menim, quite a number of cases. And that's what it is very. Consistent, right away when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Meshon, he says some guys from Chutz L'Machne, immediately says, you know why the Pesach is like that? Because Nekev Shem HaYishen Yumos, why? Because Amakin Nefesh, because he's a Retziach. Why he's a Retziach? Because it's B'Tselem HaLikim. This is number one. Is really number one is Retziach Chayev Miser, because he commits basically the same sin, the same abomination that Retziach that Amegadet. Right? Yes. But I will make a nefesh behemo, make however. Make nefesh behemo. It's a question of moment, nothing more. And therefore, nation mum, If he's not, he doesn't kill him, but he cripples him. He cuts off his hand, his eyes, and takes away from him a very important organ. What should be? As the Rambam and the Rebbe Nezre and in all the Shemim interpret, Ayin Tarasayin means I deserve that my eye be taken away from me. Because if you say Ayin Tarasayin means, I would say Umake Eini Shachavere Yishalmeno, I could say this is the case, so I'm a rich man and I don't like him, and I would make triple him by taking away his vision. I dealt tell it, bring me to court, and court will let it tell me to pay. Shall I pay? I will not money. You understand? You understand very well that this is not the way to do things. Is Martin Nefesh Mason Kasha Mason Mumba Mishikasha Yas King Yosalami? Basically, he deserves it. That the ayin be taken away from it because he deprived his neighbor, his acquaintance of the most beautiful organ in human life, namely the vision. He should lose his vision, but you can't execute it. As the Gemara says, his vision was a little weaker, my vision is stronger, or vice versa. How can I say exactly? It means B'dei Shomayim it is so. B'dei Shomayim should be, in ideal justice, is Ayin Tachasayim the proper approach. In ideal justice. Because we don't have ideal justice. We are human beings with our restrictions and faults and weaknesses. As far as human and man's court is concerned, but I'm telling you, took away one eye, give him your eye. You cannot take away, you took away something which actually, whose importance you cannot even appreciate. But actually, in Dinei Shomayim, in terms of ideal justice, it should have been in Kenya no Sunday. That's what the Torah has. Megadif, Herek Nefesh, Nation Moon Bahavere,
Gimur Mitzvah, Kashasa Kenya.
Not just Megadif, next.
Nefesh Beh, all of you must.
Then Yeretzeach, Nefesh Behemo, completely woman, the nation of Machavere, which deserves to be crippled, but however we don't do it. Because it's for human, for men, it's impossible to be exact, to do him exactly what he did to me. All right. Thank you.